Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Good morning. You are here. You're chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. It inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that have been really successful with their business and continuously to be successful in their businesses. And it touched me so much, and it inspires me when I know someone has took my advice and my ideas and started their own businesses. And that's a good thing. When you take that final step to build for your life and your better career, again, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. And always, I always say, surround yourself around positive people so you can have that provision and focus of your plans. So, again, remember, life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, your reality. Last week on the show, we kind of talked about briefly, we talked about a lot of different base business ideas. We talked about social media, how you can advertise for free, and I kind of gave you some marketing tips. So today we're going to talk about, I've been getting emails on how to write a book, so I'm just going to give you some just basic essentials on how to write your book, and I'll also give you some more business ideas to help you start with that. But before I get to that, I had my ear to the street Monday with A Love Hip Hop to Atlanta. But before I get to that, I'm going to give you guys your blast from the past. As always, I know you love your blast from the past, so give me a second. I'll give it to you.
All right. We got a blast from the past. From the past.
And she don't score, eat pork, but it's food or pork, but I heard that.
It is high in its depth.
Right, guys, I am back. You had your short blast from the past. Hope you enjoyed that, your blast from the past, oldies. All right, guys, I want to briefly talk about real quick before I give you your reality dose. The Houston Power, the season is over. I did discuss that last week, but, again, the tryouts are gearing up soon. So, again, check their website out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Again, they're going to be advertising. They have books that they advertise in as well for during the game, so you can advertise with them as well. Again, check for their website. Check on their website, I'm sorry, for upcoming tryouts. That they are gearing up now for that. Also want to talk about High Hopes Outreach Center. It is an anger management facility. They do group sessions, individuals, mandated court classes, life and business coaching. If you want to make any appointments, call them at 832-446-6146, and they are located at 340 North Sam Houston Parkway. They are getting ready to open up, do a grand opening there. Also, guys, if you want to advertise here with us at Open Talk 2, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. The commercials that you've been hearing, this is the last day of the month for June, and that will be the last time you hear those commercials today. So, again, for new advertising, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send you that information, send you a media kit as soon as you email me. All right, guys, have my ear to the street Monday. Have to give you guys your dose of reality with love and hip-hop to Atlanta. So, MJ, are you there? Good morning,
hello.
MJ. How are you this morning?
Doing fine, and you?
I am great. All right, girl, let's put it on the table. You know I got to talk about our love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Now, you know I am so happy that they showed Lil Scrappy finally. My boo was on TV, but I told you I knew something had happened. He got his tail in trouble. I knew that. And they just gave Mama D just a, not even what, 30 seconds?
She's irrelevant.
I know she is. Mama D must have made some people mad, some producers mad, because she ain't got no parts no more.
Well, really, the only good thing about her is when she's, like, busting with Erica or trying to take her...
I like Mama D, though. It'd be funny to show her a little part every now and then. But I say Lil Scrappy is just always in trouble. But okay, enough of Lil Scrappy, because his little part wasn't that long anyway. So what did you think about Shay and Erica trying to, well, Shay want to fight Erica?
Well, to me, that whole thing was messy. That girl, the one they call Baby Bop, I cannot think of her name. But anyway, for her to think that they were going to just talk it out at somebody's event, that's
You know, that's what gets me with them. Why do they always do that? They always doing something at somebody else's event to mess it up.
You knew they have so much hatred for each other, but come on now.
She tried to patch them together. That's what she said. But who cares? But anyway, Baby Bop had her a date, so hopefully she'll kind of forget about Drew.
It seemed like that next week. It seemed like Drew gets a little jealous. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, I don't know. Homie was kind of fine. Well, I don't know. Baby Bop
kind of
did good.
Yeah,
he was. It was romantic. He took her on a cartridge ride, a horse and cartridge ride. That was kind of cute. I was like,
That was
just for the show, you think?
I think so. Buddy, Buddy right.
Girl, what about Rashida and that video? I am mad at her. Now, I understand that you are a rapper. I understand it. But all rappers don't rap vulgar stuff. And by you being a mother, a wife, and pregnant. I didn't like this song, this ugly song that she had. That was just kind of, I don't know.
Well, to me, after a while, you should mature with your music. And to me,
exactly.
She was stuck in that underground world. And that's why she's not going to blossom, because you're 30-something years old, and you still rapping like you freaking 15 or 21.
15.
Yeah,
I was laughing at the guys on the video. They didn't even want to, like, they didn't want to touch her. Like, her, who was that manager? Waka Flocka's mama.
Waka Flocka's mama. Des Antley, She was still with her, you know what I'm saying? Instead of making that video
real.
She told her you can concentrate on other stuff, and then after you have the baby, then you do your video.
Exactly. I guess she was trying to hurry, and get it done before she started showing. But I don't know.
She tried to prove something to Kirk that she can do all this while being pregnant. And hey, I'm all for that because I did a lot of stuff when I was pregnant. But still, it's a boundary you cannot cross, and that's one of them. Come on now.
Right. That didn't look so good.
It didn't.
And girl, I was so, even though I can't stand Jocelyn and Stevie being together, but they really looked like they really had a strong connection when they sat there and talked for a second. And did you see when they did their little pinky ring and who they classify themselves to be, such a power couple? I don't even want to say the names.
Power couple? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me was a scene with Stevie and Mimi. I think she's still in love with them.
I do too. I really think that she is too. I did. It was so cute. The little girl said, "That daddy is the problem."
She
and I was like,
him.
You know, huh?
she
must have picked that up, of course, as Mama was fussing and talking about daddy, I'm sure. Daddy's the problem.
Daddy. Well, she know daddy's the problem, but she pointed towards daddy. That's how she said daddy's the problem.
Daddy's the problem. And then she also said daddy got to go to work.
Yeah, daddy make the money, too.
Daddy make the money. So Mimi can ride around in them nice, fancy cars, and Jocelyn, too. I want to be paid for Jocelyn's, too.
I'm sure he did.
That's Stevie. Sure I don't know. Stevie give good gifts. I might need to hit Stevie up and drop the scrappy and give me some gifts for something going on.
That might be wise, too. Well, I don't know. Stevie,
I don't know, rat mouse. I don't know. I love Stevie, though. I like Stevie. I like Jocelyn. That tickles me.
It's pure entertainment. That's what it's supposed to be.
Pure entertainment. You're exactly right. Well, guys, that was your dose of reality of our love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Anytime you guys want to call, feel free to call us in 347-215-6288 and join me and MJ. Give us your ideas and what you thought about the show. So thank you, MJ, for calling in. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one. All right, guys. Again, we got to give you your dose of reality. You know I love talking about my little Scrappy. Even though he wasn't on the show with a couple of minutes, I knew he had gotten into trouble. Give a special shout-out to my Scrappy and Mama D. Right, guys? Going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, going to talk about how to write your idea dream book and also give you some ideas on what business to actually start. So hold tight. Enjoy your commercial break. Be right back. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women's Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy, business style, classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off for your next appointment. He'll hook you up.
You want to go back to school and get that high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with Open Talk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are here at Open Talk 2. You're chatting here with Cindy. All right, guys, going to quickly just kind of go over. I'm going to give you some steps on how to get started with writing your book. If you want to get a pen and piece of paper handy, I think you've got to do so now. All right, guys, think about what's your book title. What are you going to name your book, your ideal book that you're going to write? Then kind of break it down and write like an overall goal or thesis on your book. What kind of plot or whatever you're going to actually focus on. Then kind of test your book's significance. You know, think about who or where is, will it sell and where it won't sell, or is it even relevant for you to do this actual book. Then after you kind of do that, pinpoint your targeted audience. Are you going to do a kid's book? Are you going to do a fiction, nonfiction? Think about something like that. Then for yourself, write the reasons that you're writing the book. For your reader, the media, is it television book-based or the clients, or is it going to be for students to, like, is it going to be a self-help book? Then after you do that, write down your publishing goals for your book. Then organize the sections and parts of your book and kind of keep it all together in one file just so you can go back and break it down on how you're going to actually organize your book. Then write your chapters and format. Then after that is done, write on the back cover materials you need for writing your book. And another thing that I did when I wrote a few books that I have, I used to bring a tablet with me, and every time I would, if I would be at a stop sign or a light, and I would think about a certain sentence or idea or a certain quote or a certain poem or whatever it was that inspired me to write the book, I would actually write notes, or I would just write things about, if I just thought about a certain something, I just would just write it down. So basically what I'm saying is just keep maybe a little journal, a little notebook with you, and that actually can help you organize your ideas as well. If I went through that fairly quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I can actually send you that over as well. Going to give you some ideas on what businesses to kind of start, which is easy, simple, and they are under $100. You can open up a credit repair service. Provide the people the credit, you know, their need on trying to repair their credit, because people don't really have time to actually establish their credit or do their credit over. So, and this kind of helps them build their credit to buy a house or to get a credit card or things of that nature, but a credit repair person, and that's more of a home-based business. A travel agent. You know, again, you can help families find the cheapest prices to travel in the summer. It's the summertime now. They want to go different areas, even if it's local. But, however, they need a person that can actually find the cheapest and the easiest route for them to go to book a travel. And a travel agent is a good one. And that's really inexpensive business to start. If you're real creative, you like sharing stories, you like telling different ideas, a blog writer would be a good thing. So if you're the type of person you like to go to different restaurants and write a review on it, or hotel, write reviews on it, a blog writer would be a good trend to start. Now, this one is a little out the box, but it's a good one as well, a bonding company. It's a little complicated, but this is the type of business you would want to actually research and find out about that one. So a bonding company is really very good. I used to actually work for a bonding company about 20 years ago. It was quite successful working at one, so I really think it's a good moneymaker.
Another company or idea that I thought about was a candle maker. This one, of course, you can do from home, being a candle maker. You can get your candles maybe in different stores, Charming Charlie's, Walgreens. Depends on where you go. I probably will do a topic on how to make candles or tell you where to get the product from because, again, I did that as well. So a candle maker would be a good one. Hopefully I didn't go too fast with those. Again, if you want to email me at opentalk2. I'll send you a link on how to write a book, how to be real creative, and some more business ideas of how to start your business under $100 or less at home. And, again, with additional information if you need it. Again, the email is opentalk2@yahoo.com. And as far as the commercial-wise, please, guys, advertise with us here at Open Talk 2. You will get your information out, have a broad-based audience, so your advertisement will be reached. I want to advertise High Hope Outreach Center. It's an anger management program. They will be kicking off in the first part of July. Again, it's for anger management services, court mandated, and they also do life and business coaching as well. Parent support classes, you can call them at 832-446-6148, or you can email them at highhopesoutreachcenter@yahoo.com. Again, the Houston Power, check their website out. They will be gearing up for their tryout soon. And, again, their website is www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. So make sure you check them out. Follow me, guys, on Twitter because I tweet a lot of stuff. Like me at Facebook. Again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Check the website out, www.opentalk2.com. I will be back next Tuesday. Got confused, y'all. I went out of town this week, and that's why I moved it to Thursday. So be back next Tuesday with my Ear to the Street with MJ with our Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Again, y'all, we love our Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. We got some new shows coming on, the Hollywood X's, so I'm going to definitely check that one out. So, again, if you want to be a part of the show, we will be doing an audition coming up soon. Check my website out for that. We're going to actually go YouTube-based. So we will be holding auditions probably in the next couple of weeks. Again, so email me if you are interested in being a part of the show, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Going to send you out with another commercial, and after that, I'll hit you up with a blast from the past. And I hadn't got any emails, so I don't know if y'all like that blast from the past, this last one, but hopefully y'all did. So I'm going to send you out with a commercial. You guys have a blessed week. Have a happy weekend, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Have a good one. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women's Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy, business style, classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertising on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get that high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with Open Talk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information.
All right. We got a blast from the past.